Scholastic Audio presents The Book of Time by Guillaume Prevost, read by Holter Graham. Chapter 1. Sam. Samuel Faulkner's trouble with time started at 9:48 Saturday morning.
Sammy? Sammy?
His grandmother's voice calling him from downstairs.
Is everything all right? Aren't you going to your tournament?
Sam's eyes snapped open. The tournament?
If you don't hurry, you'll miss your bus.
The bus came at 10:06. Sam threw himself out of bed. It was his birthday, and he'd thought he could sleep in. He'd completely forgotten about the tournament. He raced around his room, pulling on a t-shirt and jeans, sweeping up his gym bag, his judo uniform, his brown belt. The tournament, where he'd be facing Monk.
Sammy, what are you doing? It's almost 10 o'clock.
It's okay, Grandma, I'm coming down,
he shouted back. In the room next door, a hysterical girl singer wailed on and on about a good-looking boy she just met at the beach.
He's so cute, he's so sweet, he makes my heart skip a beat, oh yes, the boy on the beach.
The source of this racket would be his 12-year-old cousin, Lily, who gathered her friends every Saturday morning for long gossip sessions with lots of stupid pop music. Amazing how he slept through noise like that.
I hope he's not out of reach, oh yes, the boy on the beach.
Sammy, it's after 10 o'clock.
Sam's...